Okay. All right. My name's Ken Silverman, and I'm here with David Rossage. We're with the Goddard Education Office, that is Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, and we're here to talk about internship opportunities for the summer of 2010. So I'd like to introduce my colleague Dave, and he'll talk about the general internship program, and the upshot of this presentation is we are looking for blind and otherwise disabled interns. So Dave, why don't you talk about the program, and then I'll talk about the disability aspect.
Okay. Well, we accept from high school through postdoc, and also faculty members if who are interested. Our summer internships are 10 weeks long. They will begin on June 1st and go through August the 6th this year. We are accepting applications. The deadline for students to apply is currently February the 7th, 2010. And students or faculty will come, and the first day is Tuesday, June 1st, the day after Memorial Day. There's an orientation that day. You'll get to meet your mentors, whose projects you would be assigned to. And by the way, if you go to the online application, you're basically applying to a project, and that's the focus this year. Is you're not applying to a specific program, but to a research project. You will get information on links to those, and when you apply, you're basically going through a list of projects. When you can apply to up to 5 projects, and when you find a project that looks of a particular interest to you, then you select the Apply To button and complete the application. There may be an essay or a question to answer, but it's fairly straightforward. Again, back to the summer, we have references. Some of our programs are residential, where we provide the housing and so forth. Others will provide a list of potential housing for students.
Now, is there a stipend for the students, Dave?
Yes. Every student who comes here receives a $2,000 stipend, which works out to about, a $4,000 stipend, which works out to about $400 a week. Also, up to $2,000 is a housing allowance that would go towards housing. So, it's $6,000 for 10 weeks during the summer.
Okay. Now, is the stipend different for high school and college kids?
Well, it is. It's slightly less. I think it's $2,000 for high school students, but the term is not 10 weeks. High school students are here, I believe, for 6 weeks instead of 10 weeks, and they get $2,000. College level students get $4,000. Housing is not provided for high school students. They are expected to be local, and they would be living with family and commuting back and forth.
Now, just for reference, we are in Greenbelt, Maryland, so we're talking about local to the College Park, Greenbelt, University of Maryland area.
Right.
So that's, I guess, it's a really good opportunity. I had a couple students for my Goddard Educational Amateur Radio program last year, mm-hmm. and I think the students had a really good time. One of the opportunities we have for students is a learning center here at Goddard, where they can come and take online courses, and it's multimedia. So there's DVDs, video cassettes, and which there are some accessibility issues with that stuff, but there are also online books, Books 24-7, I believe it's called, and that stuff is completely accessible and has lots of subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're looking for specifically, what this is about, is we're looking for blind and otherwise disabled interns to integrate them into our employment pipeline, because a lot of the folks who get internships and are successful kind of get looked at for job offers down the road, and that's mm-hmm. what we try to do this with non-disabled students, and we're trying to do this with disabled students. This is a competitive process. I should point out that students will be applying for our regular programs. These are not special programs for disabled people.
Right.
We're just trying to target blind and disabled folks now. And you can get more information on this at our website, which is tinyurl.com/disabledinterns, and that is tinyurl.com/disabledinterns. There on that webpage, there are links to the Goddard application page that Dave was talking about. There's also a tips for applicants document in Word that you can download, and there is a PowerPoint presentation which has a list of the different branches. And so what we would like to do is if a student looks through those and sees a branch that they're interested in, they should send me an email, and my email is on that page also. It's kenneth.a.silberman@nasa.gov. I'll give that again in a bit. And send me those resumes, and we'll try and find a fit, because the deadline for the mentors, they'll be working actually in labs with Goddard scientists and engineers on real work here. And the deadline for the mentors to put up projects is, what, the 24th, I believe?
January 24th.
So projects will still be appearing daily, and so folks should really take a look at that. But that's the point. There are two ways to do it. Either apply directly to something you're interested in, or if you can't find anything of specific interest, PowerPoint presentation on Goddard branches. Covers the science directorate and the engineering directorate, and you'll see what all the branches in those two directorates do. So, I don't know, I guess anything else that you'd like to add, Dave?
If you have any questions, I'd like to leave my telephone number here. And if you have any issues with the URL or you can't find it or blah, blah, call. My number is area code 301-286-0904.
Would you give your email address? Would you mind?
My email address is david.middleinitialj.rossage, R-O-S-A-G-E, @nasa.gov.
And I'm Kenneth Silberman, and my telephone number is 301-286-9281, and my email address is Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, .A.Silberman, S.Sierra, I-L-B.Bravo, E-R-M-A-N, @nasa.gov. I don't have any closing thoughts. You, Dave?
No. We're hoping to hear from you. We're hoping to see some applications. If you do apply, you can contact us and let us know that you applied. We'd also like to receive a copy of your resume after you apply. Or if you have any questions or comments or concerns, call us, send us an email.
Yep, and I should say, I forgot to say that reasonable accommodations will be handled by our EEO office. So for blind folks, you don't have to worry about that. Readers, access technology, anything like that. And I guess that's about it. So we'll wish you all a great day. Look forward to seeing you this summer, and we'll say goodbye from Goddard.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.